remember my face, but I know all of you very well. It's all that I stay at the back. And the advantage of that is that you'll be a good observer. I have grace in observation. That is how I learn. Yes. Sometimes you can be full in the front activity, you will just miss the key moment. But I know all of you. You guys are my elders, so I'm not deceiving myself. But there is a burden this morning. Pastor, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's a trust. And even though I'm not as physically active in Shekinah Assembly, it's amazing how much Reverend still opens his heart and the doors. All the pastors, whether it's Pastor Tim, whether it's Pastor Emeka, whether it's you, it's amazing. It has taught me a lesson. And I'm trying to see if I can replicate it. See, brothers and sisters, as you are listening to me, anywhere you find yourself, whatever God tells you to do, pour yourself into it. You won't see the result most times immediately. And the real investment we make is the impact we make in the life of the people. I remember those days I would sit with Reverend in his house. We finished sweeping the church, cleaning everywhere. I would wash his car, we'll go back. They are finished eating. The last one, they will now give me and him. We'll sit on the dining. And when we finish, we'll be watching one man on the television, a white man. His church is full. Reverend turned to me and said, "This will be you in the next few years." I don't know if Reverend is answering the name prophet, but every single thing he told me, I've seen it. We were in a crossover one day. Reverend told me, "You will walk in power and miracles." Laid hands on me and anointed me. Well, I didn't see it for 5 years. But if God spoke, oh no, it will come to pass. Words, alas, they are like sound codes. So if God said, "By his stripes he are healed," there are men that encountered that sound code years ago. When you encounter it, it becomes yours. So the word continues traveling, and encounter you when your heart is ready. I'm happy to be here. You know, number one is that Pastor John is my pastor and my friend. He's one of the few Shekinah pastors that are my friend early enough. No, I used to hide. No, I hide. If God didn't call me, is not done like this. It's intentional. When I came to Shekinah, they gave me 3 options: be in drama, beware, and be in ocean. I did calculation. I said, "Where will I be and people won't see me?" I chose ushering unit. Anyway, I understand when people are not yet too serious. When they come, they sit there. It happened to everybody. Until you have an encounter with Jesus, you will see beyond what your pastor is seeing. I went to Lagos. Somebody told me, "You now have breakthrough in ministry." I was not happy with what the person said, because that was men's measurement of breakthrough. What we see in the natural and call it breakthrough is not breakthrough. There is days and things that happen in the spirit. When the scripture, why not show me Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. The scripture said, "This is the generations of the heavens and the earth in the day that God created." That word, generations, in that context, in Hebrew, means tolida, means that one came as a result of the other one. That is why even when Moses climbed to that mountain and God gave him the things that is about. Can you help? I'm trying to find where to stand so that the thing will. And God was trying to tell him how to build. He said, "Build according to pattern." That is to show that there is already something set in heaven. Your job is just to mirror it. That is it. That means the invisible realm controls the visible realm. That means the earth and the natural realm is a decent, actually, if you go to Hebrew verse 2, there is decent descendant, like your child descended from you. So that means many things that is from you enter the child. Sometimes your intelligence, sometimes complexion, but if it's in the things of the spirit, everything. So that is God's intention. It is just that when man fell, that free flow that should have come from heaven and from God to us was truncated, because the system, the place where we find union in God, was taken away, because our union is in the spirit. But the scripture said in the book of Genesis chapter 6, he said, my spirit can't strive with man for too long, for man is flesh. And from then, we now notice that the release of the things that came from God is now truncated. I pray you people will find my burden this morning. I'm a man of burden. The reason I will not go to that side, just give me my volume. The reason why I got to where I am is because of burden and hunger. Pastor, for many years, I will stay in town church when he doesn't have anything. The only thing he has is just that children. My prayer is, give me hunger, give me burden. Give me hunger. God will do something to you this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to hear your amen. God will do something to you this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to read a place in the scripture. Then we pray. You know, Pastor, after 10 years plus of prayer ministry, you know what I found out? The toughest thing to find is prayer point. If you are really a man of prayer, you will know that the hardest thing to find is prayer point. I see people, they come, they already have what they are praying. And when people meet me with that kind of prayer life, I ask them, what is your prayer point? How many have been answered? Since you have been praying it for 3 years, didn't you notice that it's not striking a chord? Don't you see that it's not aligned? That prayer is not an informative venture. As I said yesterday, it is traveling into the heart of God and finding out his intention about matters. Luke chapter 10. I was paid a visit yesterday night, and I want to find out why that visit will happen. Because it is, as soon as the way I prepared for this meeting, I have gone to places where thousands of people are. I didn't prepare like that. Because some of you sitting here don't even know the importance of, you don't even know the importance of this program. Yes. Let me say one thing before I forget. God said I should tell this assembly that this assembly is the intercessory arm of the ministry, Shekinah Assembly. What I saw is many people that are intercessors. Actually, one of the things that God showed us is that there is a prayer angel. That is, if you people want to pray, there is a prayer angel that will be permanently stationed here. That is what we call prayer angel. You know, you have read the Bible in the book of Luke. Is it Luke? Where Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when he prayed to a point, even his disciples couldn't help him. But he reached a point, the Bible says that the angels came and strengthened him. These are prayer angels. If you go to the book of Revelation, as we saw yesterday, there are angels that their ministry is around the altar, is around incense. They are prayer angels. My God. Who is feeling this thing I'm feeling? Strange. God. Don't be kind. Don't be left out. So as soon as I went to the hotel room, suddenly I knew that there was warfare. we fought the warfare till around 4 a.m. in the morning. It was this morning that we started getting perspective. There are two principalities in this territory. You know, that is the scope of my ministry. Is just beyond if the reason why God called us is so that we understand beyond the people we are seeing. There are two principalities. And I just hope that they are, you know, for example, I'm a principality too. Or rather, God is a principality that walks through me. So when I appear, it will be assumed that a principality is. That means that in that case, there is a physical representation of something that is spiritual. What I'm trying to say is that when we say that there is a spiritual principality, this one, most times there is a vessel on earth. And when we pray, I will ask my God. That's the first prayer. That's the first prayer we are going to make. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. If we can make this prayer well, then if life and this ministry will make tremendous progress. Because this is the spirit that is limiting genuine work from prospering in this territory. Luke chapter 10. He said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils were subject to us, unto us, through your name. These are men that are on the field. You see, people don't understand that success on the field is dependent on intercession. So there is, I was listening to Benny Hinn one day. He said that prayer is superior to anointing. You can be anointed and die. Yes. You can be anointed and die in accident. You can be anointed and be sick. You can be anointed and poor. You can be anointed and still operate under a curse. But if you are a prayer person, you break through those barriers in the spirit. That's what my father in the Lord, Apostle Arome, taught me. I was sitting with him in a car. And he told me, Chinedu, that there is a layer of darkness that is covering almost everybody that is operating. That what you need is the breakthrough energy. Once you break through that barrier and your head come out, everybody will begin to look at you. In that place that there are not much people. We are going to pray. I have a burden for this place. Me, I have a burden for you. We saw two female principalities. Female principalities. And their job is to stop the advancement of the genuine move of God, or to corrupt it in this place, this territory, or to corrupt it. We are going to pray. Next verse. Verse 18. And he said unto them, what? Fall like lightning. Now this is it. In the kingdom of darkness, there are spirits you cast out. But there are spirits you war with. They are not the same. So the mistake some people make in many deliverance and some of these things they do is that they don't know that there are spirits you war with. Even Jesus was with them. Even Michael was with them. In fact, as a matter of fact, it is when you win principalities in heavenly places that it becomes easy to cast out demons on the field. So when they came and told Jesus, we are casting demons on the field, Jesus said, calm down. The demons you are casting on the field and the miracles, the boom you experienced is as a result of warfare in heavenly places. It was because I climbed high. When you people are on the field, I was standing. That's the key to success. So any place you find yourself, the same thing. It was 72 by 2. All of them had the same result.
it was because the spirit principles, the territory has been taken out of the way as a result of a man that understood the dynamics of the spirit realm, and he climbed high and did warfare and dislodged Satan from where he is sitting. Because that influence, and I said yesterday that height is an advantage. Height is an advantage. We need to break through. I feel the anointing and grace of God very strong now. You know, even if you don't want to pray, just be a bystander of what will happen today. The truth is that some of you have not even reached to understand this matter. In fact, thank God you are in a corporate setting. This is the kind of prayer you make, and then you will be injured. Yes. Yes. Some of the troubles people had started when they went on some campus campaigns. Then their life upside down. Campus campaigns. Guess what? They had results. But what they didn't know is that they just were tackling small, small things. Then the real spirit took notice of you. And then when it came, you didn't understand this. And one young lady told me that today, she's now watching pornography. And she's trying to kiss her fellow lady. Somebody that is on fire for Jesus last year. What happened? They went to bring them. See, me, it's not just that I know Bible, I have field experience. You better believe me. It's not today I started doing this thing. I want to save your life, and I want to make sure the work of God prosper. It's a must. It must prosper. It's a must. Satan is not in charge. I'm trusting God that this sword that has risen in the spirit, because we also had victory, we rise high and strike down Satan. I just need 12 people that can pray here. Because 12 is the number of government. Let's bring new government in this territory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Find a neighbor to manage. I won't pray. I want to teach this morning. It's just that I needed to do this. I can't live here the same. No. It's not part of my calling. My calling is not just to, because we heal the sick, but that's not my calling. My calling is to live something that can last for long. No. This is not the potential of this place. Pastor, if we pray here, you can from here be controlling what is happening in this territory. Don't mind the number. Forget all those people gathering 1,000. That's not a proof that a lampstand is standing. Because when God appears in territories, what he responds to is his lampstands. And lampstands cannot come in a place where there is no priesthood. It is priesthood that downloads lampstand from heaven. Remember the book of Revelation. The scripture said there that, should we go there? The scripture said that God spoke to churches, and this is the seven. What was the name King James used? If you use another translation, you know, it's not. Is it stars? Candlesticks. Candlesticks. So the word for you to understand there is lampstands. Lampstands. So when the voice of God comes from heaven to interact with his body in a territory, what they look for is lampstands. So the information for the present time is not in where there is 1,000 people, is where there is lampstand. And no priesthood, no lampstand. So when you do priesthood enough, you can stand in a place. Me, I know.
I know many things we have stood and done. In fact, the last man of God that came, when he came, he couldn't. There is a way you pray here. It will control any minister you invite. The minister will come and find himself. I have invited big people. When they come, the wave of prayer will overtake them. It is too much. The great man of God we invited last, he came to a point, he said, Kai, that this place is high enough to speak to Nigeria. You know, it's not just that you are saying, Father, let this thing happen in Nigeria, let it stop in Asaba, let it stop in that. No. Your altar have to be high enough to speak so that the territory will hear. He has ears. Can hear. The thing is, where are you speaking from? So he stood and said that this place is high enough for us to speak. I know you don't believe this, but there are high ranking angels that is standing with me here. The way I am now, this is not the mode I am, and I will die. There might be other days I can die, but I came in a different mode this morning. It's a warrior mode. It's a warrior mode. And I pity anybody that Satan sent him. Because God will strike. And the only thing that will deliver the person. Also, I know, you know, Reverend didn't teach us like this, but, you know, pardon me for today. Sometimes I notice that you can say, God, deliver me. Your prayer is, God, deliver me. But in deliverance, somebody dies. You didn't say somebody die. It so happens that some people bound their soul and say, we will not eat until we kill Paul. Meanwhile, God didn't plan for Paul to die. So two things must happen. It's either these people die or Paul die. Who should die? Me, I won't die. I've not finished what God sent me to do. So all I will do is to ask God, Shebi, you said I'm not true. Whatever said that I'm true, deal with that thing. Come on, Breta. Sinamanta Cambre. Sobida Cabranta Papa Handela. Sepetebere de Bongra. Papus Sapatambre. Dende Katu Cabranta Papa Hata Patadia. Jembre. The prayer is simple. The prayer is simple. We ask God to strike down all principalities that is withholding the progress. Yes, there is a labor that should have some certain level of progress. I have found out that Satan will intentionally frustrate you if you want to do it correct. I have refused to pity him. Today we are going to pray. And guess what? When you pray this prayer well, it is beyond what he's doing in corporate setting. Many of you will experience a freedom. You know, sometimes, even as a pastor, sometimes you are deceived if you are anointed. And you will think that being anointed means everything is now well. The most troubled man I have seen on earth. Okay, not on it. In my own opinion, is the most anointed I've also seen. I won't tell you the man. I've seen the man raise 7 people from the dead. I've seen the man stand like this and heal somebody that is at the door. Somebody that has gone to Germany everywhere to get healed, nothing happened. I've seen the man open blind eyes, deaf ears. I've seen the man, he's prophetic, he's a major prophet. Every January he will sit on a seat and see African nations and be telling us what will happen. Guess what? He was still bound. God taught me a lifelong lesson from there. And I found out that a man is anointed. Anointing is fundamentally unselfish.
Do you know what it means? No matter how you anointed is for people, it's not for you. The just shall live by his own faith. So if you don't know how to translate the same reality in your life, you can heal the sick and be sick. It took me time to find out. Find a neighbor to find a neighbor. I like the way you came today. You came ready to pray. Jesus said, I behold Satan fall like lightning. Satan will fall like lightning from this territory, from your family, from your business, from your ministry. He will fall. He will fall. See, make it face to face. I will prefer you. Pastor, don't be angry. I'm using this time. It's after today I will leave you. Just face to face. Be angry with Satan. That as much as you expect God to have done in your life till now, principalities that is in high places is trying to make the word of God seem as if it's not true. The prophecies that have gone ahead, I want you to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I beheld
Yeah, Paul. Oh. Bye. light.
Come,
has come. Oh, favor has come. Oh, breakthrough has come.
Support.